Welcome to Hands the Heel, a compilation podcast of educational segments and interviews for Clear Passage Physical Therapy. In this episode, Belinda Wern is interviewed by respected author and physician Dr. De Silva about an alternative treatment for female intercourse pain. For more information, visit www.clearpassage.com.
I did a TV show just yesterday about women who have pain during sex. I mean, this is a big problem. The statistics on this are pretty frightening, and how this affects our families. And according to the Journal of Family Practice, 3 out of every 5 women reportedly have pain during sexual intercourse and during lovemaking. Belinda Wern is a research director of Clear Passage Physical Therapy and an expert in this area, and she joins us on the show to talk about solutions and some alternatives to this whole problem. Belinda, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me, Dr.
My pleasure. My pleasure. So is it really that high? 3 out of every 5 women have pain?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. It may be even higher. You know, what we hear frequently from a lot of our patients is they don't, many of them don't feel comfortable even talking to their gynecologist about this problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a huge epidemic. In fact, the gentleman that I interviewed yesterday was a gynecologist, and he said, women just don't talk to me about it. But so what do you do? First of all, I guess the issue is education, as with anything else.
Yeah.
And encouraging women to talk to their providers about this, correct?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. A solution can't be found unless the physician or therapist knows there's a problem.
I know what physicians do. I mean, a lot of times, isn't this more of an issue in the perimenopausal and menopausal woman as opposed to the younger woman?
No, not necessarily. Not at all. We see women in their 20s, 30s, 40s. Many of them have pelvic pain. Some have endometriosis. Some have infertility issues. But we frequently see this problem in younger women who have been cheerleaders or in certain sports, and they've actually fallen either onto their buttocks or onto the onto their crotch, the perineum or on a bicycle, and adhesions which is like internal scars form, and that can attach to and affect the cervix and the vaginal walls.
What about the older women? What about the perimenopausal and menopausal women? What percentage of your patients are in their 30s, and what percentage are perimenopausal and menopausal?
Well, most of our patients are in their 30s and 40s. We do see some perimenopausal and menopausal women, and but they're I would say the minority. You know, I'd say about half our practice is women with infertility issues, as well as pelvic pain and pain with intercourse.
So what do you do from a physical therapy perspective?
Well, we check, we just use our hands. We're a manual practice, and we check for free mobility or imbalances of both sides of the pelvis and the sacrum and the coccyx. And what we'll find is there's usually tightness and shortness of externally, in the buttocks and the deep hip rotator muscles, and then internally, vaginally, we'll most frequently find that the pelvic floor muscles and the fascia, the connective tissue, is tighter on one side versus the other, and frequently that will be restricting the mobility of the coccyx, the tailbone, as well as the ligaments that attach to the cervix are frequently more restricted on one side than the other.
Mm-hmm.
So we very slowly and gently stretch out the tightnesses and the restricted mobility that we find in the ligaments, the fascia, and the cervix and the coccyx. We get them moving more freely, and the symptoms start to get better and go mm-hmm. away.
And that's, believe it or not, I hate to say this to you, believe it or not, that's exactly what vitamin D does.
Well, we do it mechanically.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a mechanical restriction, that's interesting. I'd be interested to read studies about it, totally resolving it.
Yeah, and it's so easy to do.
It's
so easy to do is combining what you do with vitamin D. I will bet you anything that your outcomes are going to be significantly improved.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, and you know, I appreciate your letting me know about that. And in the future, I'll definitely check with our patients and see if they know what their levels are.
Exactly. So, what is it? I mean, are there folks like you all over the country? I know you said you're in Gainesville, Florida, but how does somebody in California do this? I mean, does your book, tell me a little bit about your book. Maybe there's something in there we can look at.
Well, our book's called Miracle Moms, Better Sex, Less Pain. And, you know, it, obviously it deals with issues having to do with infertility. And we've published studies on the effectiveness of our work in treating, in resolving infertility issues with women with blocked tubes, with implantation issues,
mm-hmm.
And we've also published a study on improving sexual function and decreasing pain with intercourse back in 2004. And so there are chapters, and actually at our website, people can download PDF format, Adobe format, the chapters on pain with intercourse.
Hmm.
And it goes into the details of our studies.
And the book title is Miracle Moms, Better Sex, Less Pain.
That's right.
Let's see here. Websites? Do you have a website where people can get some info?
Yeah, our website is www.clearpassage.com.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're interested in the book, they can purchase it there or through another www.miraclemoms.net. And also they can get it online.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, just the regular sites.
Amazon. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Amazon. Once again, folks, Miracle Moms, Better Sex, Less Pain. How did you get interested in this?
Well, back in 1984, I've been a physical therapist for 35 years, and mm-hmm. in 1984, I got cancer of the cervix. And by the time it was diagnosed, it already had spread somewhat back toward my rectum. So I had a lot of external and internal radiation therapy, and had to have half my cervix cut away to stop hemorrhaging initially. And so over time, over the next year or two, I developed pelvic pain and pain with intercourse, and coccygeal pain and sacrococcygeal pain. So I didn't know what to do for myself as a physical therapist. So mm-hmm. that set me on the path of studying any and every alternative, osteopathic, whatever technique that sounded like it might be helpful. And whatever helped me, I started studying. And then Larry, my husband, got tired of me traveling around the country being treated and studying, so he started studying with the same people and then continued working on me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd become a chronic pain patient. I wasn't able to work for a few years. It got that bad. So we got me back to the point where I was ready to go back to work full-time. So we opened our first private practice in 89, treating complex chronic pain patients, and people with pelvic pain and pain with intercourse. So, and we started seeing very dramatic results. And then we started hearing, you know, I had a woman call me one day. She said she was sort of embarrassed and asked if I encouraged her to, you know, tell me why she called. And she asked if anyone had ever told us that after our treatment, as well as no more pain with intercourse, they started having increased orgasms or orgasms for the first time and improved lubrication.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought that was fascinating, and we approached a friend of ours who was the head of the women's center in our one of our local hospitals, and he told us, you know, how as over 60% of all women have some pain with intercourse, and that was very important, and we should do a study on it.
Thank you for listening to Hands That Heal. We hope you enjoy this educational segment. To learn more about Clear Passage Physical Therapy, please visit www.clearpassage.com.